Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is.
Like our Lord and Jesus Christ. No one. No comparison. There is no one that compares. Woo! This is Dr. Cassandra McDowell again coming to you with It's a Mind Thing. I'm telling you, what a mighty God that we serve. It's such a privilege and an honor once again to come into your home, your house, your radio, your car, wherever you might be tuning in. Yeah, another week, another day that the Lord has made. He's just blessed us. He's such an incredible God. You never know exactly how he's going to work, but you know he's going to work. That's what I love about serving our God. It always works. Guaranteed. Which brings us to our subject, the purpose of God's purpose. What is the purpose of God's purpose? Giving all. Whenever God does it, you know how we have a little saying, you're going to go big, you're going to go big. We got that from our father. He always goes big because he's miraculous. He's all in all. He's everything. He's every power. He's every thought. He's big. He's everything. And is in competition with none other. The purpose of God's purpose is giving all. He never gives a little. He always gives all. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I mean, it's always conclusive. It's always big. It's always complete. It's always entire. Isn't it good to know a God like that, that you can count on for all things? All things, no matter what it is. There's not an area that he's not adept and equipped in at all. Every area he is totally complete and capable. There's nothing that he cannot and will not. Of course, the liquid asset is your faith. Do you believe that? Do you believe that you own everything through the seed of Abraham, through our Lord Jesus Christ? Everything belongs to God, and if we belong to God, then it all belongs to us. Instead of us being on the end of begging and wanting and wondering and pondering, not why he died. That is not why he is here. I praise God for his goodness and his wonderful glory and how he just teaches us patiently and trains us patiently. He's a great God that loves you. Our scripture text is Romans, the 32nd chapter, and I'll read that to you. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. All, not some folks. He didn't choose a few, but he said all because he goes big. How shall not with him be also freely give us all? There it is again. Freely give us all things. I love God. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Is it God that justifieth? Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ yet that died. Yea, rather, it that is risen again, to who even is on the right hand of God, which maketh intercessions for us. 35. Who shall separate us from this love of God? Now notice this saying, separate us from God. Not going to happen. It's impossible. It said, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or pearl or sword? No. As it is written, yea, in all these things I desire that you shall, no, let me read that again. As it is written, for his sake, we are killed all the day long. We are as counted as sheep for the slaughter. There's witnesses for him. Nay, but in all these things, more conquerors through him, more than a conqueror, more than through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angel nor principality, nor power nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's his word. And you can stand on his word. He said, nay, his word does not go out and come back void. He said, let God be true and every man a liar. Some people say, well, I just don't believe that. That's a choice. That doesn't make it any less true, because you as one individual that can't create a blade of grass doesn't make it any less true at all. So we want to acknowledge, and the more you acknowledge God in your life, and the faith comes by hearing, you've got to constantly hear this word of God and acknowledge who he is. Then you begin to understand who he is in your life and who you are in him and why you can have command over everything. All. That's the big word. All. What do I have command over? All. Absolutely, because all belongs to him. All things were created by him, through him, and all power is given in his name. I've inherited all. And if I stand and I stay on that all, life is sweet. Do things happen? The illness, not feeling? Yeah. But your mind's at peace, your mind's at rest, because like your father, you know the end before the beginning. Oh, this may be in between, you know, giving me a little bit of testament right now, but it's not the end. What you see is not my finish. We know what our finish is, and it is incredible, because God said, I know the thoughts I have for you. I know. Yes, he does. So, and that's what we stand on, what God knows. Hallelujah. What he knows. And because he knows it, we can read it and we know it. I was reading for my scripture lesson. I do a random thing each day. And I read, no, that's not true. I was eating and I have this book that says the Lord is my shepherd. And it's illustrated and it has... And it was illustrated to African-American children. It's just beautiful. And it says, the Lord is my shepherd. And it'll have big pictures. It's just gorgeous. And so while I was eating, I was just relaxing and absorbing. And, you know, we all know the 23rd Psalms. How many times have I preached on it? But the Lord broke it down even a little bit more with the all element for me. And it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know that. Now, what's the first thing that he does as your shepherd? He said, he maketh me. He didn't ask you. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. So what is the congruent analogy with that and how it works in our life, in our spiritual life, and physical and physiological life as well? He puts you in a place where you're laying down. In other words, he allows you to humble yourself and be at his feet in a posture to receive what it is he wants to give you. So many times we're not in a state of readiness to receive what God already has for us. Really? Really. God has his blessings and things, but we need to de-escalate, calm down, go to a place of rest and quiet and be still. And hear the word of the Lord. Feel his presence. Smell that aroma. Let the angels come and flap their wings and just feel the air move. You know, just be in that heavenly place. He says, he maketh me to lie down. He wants you to be peaceful and restful. That's what God wants us to do. Then we can hear him. And once you can hear, you release that fear, because what is laying down does is it allows everything else to just diminish itself from your presence. You let go. You just like, you just take a moment. And it's good throughout the day to just take that moment and just regenerate yourself. Now, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Then that, what does he do after that? He leads me. So once he's got your attention and you're lying down in the green pastures, that means you prostrate and you're available to receive and to hear. Then he leads you by the still waters. You're in that quiet place. So then he takes you. And while you're with these waters, he refreshes you. He replenishes you. He restores, and what does it say? And he restores my soul for his name's sake. So he's got to have you in a humble spot so you can receive. Then he's got to wash away all this residue of stuff that's not like him, that doesn't represent him. And it doesn't represent you if it doesn't represent him, if you are a child of God. And I pray, God, that you are. So that's the first thing you should do to receive all this good stuff, is be in a position. Sign up in the army, okay? This is what you want. And then he restores your soul. He replenishes. But first, and this is an action that you can do, initiate yourself. You know, the other day I was, the lady was going through a process with me over the phone, and it was like an extra $1,400 that wasn't even supposed to be there. And I said, you know, I need a moment to de-escalate. I'm on overload. I'm totally on overload. I said, I'm going to continuously be nice to you because you just worked there. It's not your fault, but I'm highly upset. And I don't like the integral prowess of this company. I think this is unfair and it's illegal and I don't like it. But just give me a moment. I'm just going to relax and just bring myself. So at this point, we're going to end this conversation. And I'm just going to go and relax. And I'll call back with further information when I'm ready. Thank you very much. Goodbye. So I took a deep breath and I said, let me find my little quiet spot, my little quiet space, because I'm so on overload. But I said, one thing about this, you knew this moment. I love God because he's all. He knew all about it before I was ever born. And he knew I'd be sitting here at this moment. Now, choices are, am I going to let this moment overtake me? Who am I going to serve right now? Myself or him? And myself of the flesh, not be the enemy? Or am I going to find that peace that's afforded for me no matter what the situation is? What are my choices? What am I going to choose? Well, I choose peace. Hello. I like to feel good. And otherwise, if I choose anything else, I don't feel healthy. I don't feel well. In fact, I feel pretty sick if I do choose the other way. So I said, let me just take a deep breath. Let me just regroup and relax, and I'm not going to think about anything. I'm just going to be peaceful and go in the presence of the Lord and tell him how good he is, and that's all I'm going to do. And I took maybe less than a minute. Woo! The Lord met me. Woo! Laying in the grass. Met me there. Then he pulled me beside those still waters, renewed and replenished, and then he back to my status where I could hear from him, because I let go of the fear and the turmoil and the torture, fear of torment that was on me because of this situation. I'm like, I'm not even going there. I refuse to continue to have my eyebrows raised. No. And the Lord met me there. It was as if it had never happened, and immediately I had clarity of mind, and I knew exactly what I was going to do, be peaceful about it, and move on with the rest of my life. Hello. I said, I refuse to be tortured by this. Why? What is that going to change? Now, when there are things that have come up like that, if there needs to be change, then I handle it. But the way I handle it is in my peaceful state. Because if I handle it in my angry state, I usually mess up. Not usually. 100%. Yeah. One, because I don't have clarity. I'm fuzzy in my thinking. I'm steamed, so I can't think clear because my pressure's up. I'm literally on fire. I'm literally steaming. And I'm angry. And I'm like, this isn't a good posture for me. It certainly doesn't represent my father. It's not why he died. It's not the all that he came to give me. I'm not being purposeful in him. This is not his purpose. God died so that we could live now in heavenly places with him. Let me give you a little hint here. If you don't live now in heavenly places with him and get to know him now in the all that he is, why did you think you were going to heaven to do that? You're going to start getting it together and practicing up there? Nada. Not gonna happen. God wants you to trust him and believe him now. And why? It's his purpose. Plus, when you trust him and believe him now, you get to learn and hear his voice now. So when the trumpet calls and he calls, trumpet sounds, and he calls, you're going to recognize that name because you spent some now and all time with him. He said, my sheep know my voice. How do you expect to know God's voice if you don't spend that now time giving him an opportunity to do all for you? What were you thinking? Hello? What were you thinking? You're not thinking. God of now. Why do you think he died? Now on earth. Now. He says, when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall have power when? Now. God wants you to trust him in the midst of your mess. Now. Because he's already been there, done that, conquered it. And can bring you out of it now. This is a now season in your life if you allow it to be. He's the God of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace. Everything that you need now. Woo! God of miracles. He said, you have not because you ask not because you don't believe now. Well, you know, I'm hanging in there. It's going to come. No, 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 no. Get on your ship now. Declare and decree it now. Woo. There's no wait. The promise has already been given. There's no wait. It's now. Get in the, volunteer yourself down in those green pastures. Lay down and say, hey, here I am, God. Bless me now. Woo, Kadosh. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord and be of good courage. Know that he is a God of now, and that's his purpose. And the purpose within his purpose is giving all to you right now. Be blessed, Dr. Cassandra. Be done.